Division and Unity, a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, by George A. Sinkey. This article is in response to a meme posted on Facebook that spoke of division in the first century and showed people saying, "I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ." Then it said, division in the 21st century, and showed people saying, "I'm a Baptist, I'm Catholic, I'm a Mormon, and I'm a Christian." The scripture that they used to base this on was 1 Corinthians 1, 10 through 13, which says, "Now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. For I have been informed concerning you, my brethren, by Chloe's people, that there are quarrels among you. Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, 'I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.' Has Christ been divided? Paul was not crucified for you, was he? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" There is a major problem with what this meme represents. To understand, let's go back to who it is talking about here in 1 Corinthians. Back in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, "To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ, saints by calling, with all who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours." The Church of God. It is important to understand that this is not referring to the modern-day groups that have Church of God in their name. These groups are man-made groups that are formed around the teachings of men. The group here in Corinth was a church that belong to God. This is the same thing as the churches of Christ, Romans 16, verse 16. They were simply a group that belonged to Christ. If we go back into the book of Acts, chapter 18, we can read of their history. Paul came to Corinth and began to teach in the synagogues, Acts chapter 18 and verse 4. He devoted himself to the Word, Acts chapter 18, verse 5. Paul would have been preaching the gospel because he believed that it is God's power to save, Romans 1, 16. Paul believed that there was only one gospel, and to preach anything different caused one to be accursed, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Paul also believed that the gospel had to be obeyed in order for one to be saved from eternal destruction, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Paul's gospel was the teaching about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus as foretold in the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Paul also explained how we could obey the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that is, the gospel, when he wrote to the Romans about what they had done in Romans chapter 6 and verses 3 through 7. There it says, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, For he who has died is freed from sin. It is when a person, upon their belief, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, repentance, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and confession, Acts chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, humbles themselves to being immersed in water, Acts chapter 10, verses 47 through 48, for the forgiveness of their sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and thus washes away their sins, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. This is what we see the Corinthians doing in Acts chapter 18 and verse 8, where it says, "And Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, when they heard, were believing and being baptized." So getting back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, all of those involved here have been taught the same gospel. They have all obeyed the same gospel by being immersed in water. They have all been added to the same number, or same church, as the King James Version says, Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, that is the Lord's church, the one that belongs to Christ, or God, and one that Paul collectively calls the churches of Christ in Romans chapter 16, verse 16. The division being dealt with in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, is division among people who are all part of the Lord's church, and they are starting to cling to certain teachers, Paul, Apollos, Cephas, and then there were those who simply made the claim to follow Christ. We should never follow the preacher. We should always follow Christ. In the Mim, all those in the first century had the same seed planted in them. They all obeyed the same gospel. They were all a part of the same group of called out people, that is the church. The problem in the Mim is that those in the 21st century each heard different teachings. You cannot plant the pure seed of the Word of God and get Baptists and Catholics and Mormons. You have to plant Baptist seed, that is their distinct teachings, Catholic seed and their distinct teachings, and Mormon seed with their distinct teachings in order to get these various religious groups. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13 is about division within the Lord's church, not the division of denominationalism. Don't get me wrong. Denominationalism is wrong. It is just not addressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. Denominationalism is wrong because it requires preaching something other than the Scriptures and the Word. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. Denominationalism is wrong because it requires preaching another gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Denominationalism is wrong because it violates Jesus' prayer for unity. John chapter 17, verses 17 through 21. All denominationalism requires the teachings and doctrines of men to exist, and therefore results in vain worship to God. Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. All of the quotes that I've used in this article come from the New American Standard Bible, 1986 electronic edition.